We are here at the American Seed Trade Association's CSS 2014 and Seed Expo in the BASF Media Room. First time BASF has sponsored this media room, and I have to say we're quite appreciative of that. With me is Mike McFatrich, who is Director and Head of Seed Solutions for Global Business Management, BASF. And Mike, we're going to talk a little bit about strategic trends in the seed industry. So first of all, what are some of the emerging trends that are occurring in the seed industry right now today?
Well, I think one of the two very important trends that are starting to move forward is the utilization of biological crop input products beyond just the traditional inoculants, which have been used for some time. And then also the complement existing seed-applied fungicide insecticide offers with seed coatings. So both the seed coatings, which are polymer coatings, colors and that are associated with retention of actives on seed, as well as enhancing, these coatings also enhance seed flow and population management. So I think those are two, the interest now, I think we have seen a real increase in the utilization and looking at more sustainable options with regard to being able to do more with less. And in that respect, both the biological crop input products, which impart either a biofungicidal or nutrient-enhancing characteristic, and these seed coatings that I just mentioned, are two very strong trends moving forward. And that, of course, that doesn't take away from the continued development of traditional seed-applied fungicides and insecticides, which are still a key part of our product offer in the marketplace.
Well, how does BASF suggest that growers and retailers might respond to these trends?
Well, I think with these two new areas coming forward, I think it depends on where you are with regard to the crop that you're talking about. Certainly, commercially applied products like corn seed, cotton seed, sunflower seed. These are seeds that are much more commercially managed. But with regard to wheat and soybean, which is traditionally more of a downstream or dealer applied product offer that dealers support the growers in the area, both these two components, coatings and biologicals, can be managed at the downstream location and enhance the offer that the dealer or seed provider is able to deliver to a grower, and in fact enhance the grower's offer in maximizing the genetics that he's planting.
So what is BASF doing to stay on top of these trends?
Well, those are two very important areas and certainly big interest to us. And what we've done at BASF, obviously, there's been the acquisition of Becker Underwood has led really to a broadening of the footprint of BASF in that space. We continue to develop the coatings and, in fact, are always looking at new seed coatings, both commercially and for soybean, and those are we continue to supply those with the recent introduction last year of 1706, which is a FlowRite product for soybean. Vault HP, which is a very strong performer that combines not only inoculant but a biofungicide, and we're looking continually to develop and add and enhance the opportunities to use these products in combination with traditional seed-applied fungicide or insecticide offers. So we're committed to that space. We're looking to continue the development process whereby we're able to enhance performance, broaden the spectrum of protection. And one thing that I think when we look at the combination of traditional seed-applied fungicides, insecticides with biologicals and coatings, we're looking at extending the window of protection. And that's the important part about bringing a biological product to the marketplace. When you're looking at traditional seed-applied fungicides, for example, you've got basically a 0 to 35-day window where you're really protecting the seed. So what can you do to enhance that window, broaden that window, extend that window? And I think that that's the opportunity that BASF sees with the utilization of biological crop input products, whether they're inoculants, biofungicide, or nutrient-enhancing products. So we're committed to the space, looking at extending that window of disease protection.
Well, what are some of the resources that BASF is using to help growers and retailers stay successful as the future of the seed industry continues to change?
Well, I think currently we have a strong commitment in the in um, in the marketplace with our innovation specialists, which are very much focused on delivering solutions to growers. The integration of our portfolio with our traditional crop protection products has provided us the opportunity to expand upon a strong base, a strong face, a strong commitment to growers and retailers, so that we're able to partner with a retailer, with our business representatives and our innovation specialists that are in the field, to be able to help that retailer and to achieve a better opportunity to maximize the genetics of the growers that he's servicing. So our commitment of people, our commitment to continuing to develop our high throughput screening of biological products, our commitment to coating, which we have a legacy in. I think these are four elements: current resources, people on the ground, development opportunities, and exploiting what we've done with cuttings in the past 4 years that I think we're BASF really is committed to the market space.
Well, here at ASTA, we're looking at possibly a record crowd, and with BASF's presence here, you would be able to get these messages across to those retailers in particular that are here, right?
Well, yeah, and one thing about the ASTA, it's an interesting mix. So, yes, there are distributors, independent dealers, retailers, but of course there are seed companies. And so from our perspective, is how do we bridge all these things together, to these two segments of the business together, so that ultimately we're all about delivering more with less. Innovation, sustainability, flexibility, those are the kind of things that we're looking at, and efficacy and performance at the end of the day, because that's what's driving the bus. So it's working with seed companies, working with the dealer network to be able to deliver products to the grower that optimize their chance to gain more, and doing it in a sustainable way that means that, you know, we're very much attuned with the, you know, delivering food for 9 billion people by 2050 takes a team effort, and we're certainly working closely with seed distributors as well as seed companies to get that product to the market, to the grower, who's actually the one that's making the difference.
Well, we appreciate BASF support here at the ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.